Here on the Between Games show, now joined by the head coach of the Fredericktown Black Cats, Jason Starkey, after a rough one, but a game in which your team really fought back on after a slow start. Coach, what's your take on this one?
Well, that's exactly right, Jared. We've had trouble starting. We've had a little bit of trouble starting early in the year, but that's when, you know, you don't, that's nothing new with an inexperienced team and a group of young girls and people that haven't actually had to bear that load before. You know, that's the getting out of the gate in the first quarter. We had a little trouble in our first game with Woodland, and that echoed here tonight. And I think really if we had a better start tonight and we would have made our shots, this game would have been a lot closer. Matter of fact, it was a goal of ours to keep them under 50, and I think we might have done that. You know, I think they believe they beat Saxony 66 to 40 something last week, and we really went out and we had to do some things that the girls weren't really used to doing to accomplish that. So I'm very proud of our effort. I thought we played extremely hard, and at game two, that's what I want.
What goes into the mentality it takes to fight back? Your Cope got it to within four after trailing 17-0 early on. What is the mental side of things when trying to fight back from a deficit like that?
Well, you know, we talk about it a lot in practice, and I told the girls, you know, what I expect out of them is if they play hard and give their all, I'm going to be happy with them. And you know, that's where I am tonight. Nobody likes to lose, but I'm extremely happy with the way the girls played, and they showed some heart. You know, we're still fighting a little bit of it. You know, there's a moment or two there where we want to feel sorry for ourselves, and you know, that's normal. You know, that's something you got to work through as a team and a player. And once that happens, then you really start making some strides, and I think we're already doing that in game two. So, you know, I'm looking forward to competing this year.